District officials say they won't touch actual classroom resources or essential personnel. So you might say it's not a freeze exactly, more like the district is putting hiring and spending in the fridge. Finance Chief Dugan Harmon says administrators will have a lot of discretion over what gets funded, but the bar will be pretty high.
Clearly, if a teacher resigns, we will fill that position. If a budget analyst resigns in central office, though, we won't.
He says he expects the cutbacks to save about $2.5 million this year, which the district will put toward next year's $18 million deficit. This is the third year in a row Seattle Public Schools has clamped down on hiring and spending at some point. Harmon says the district held off for a while this year, hoping the state legislature would come through with increased funding.
But with no clear direction coming out of the legislature, we thought that this was the wise thing to do at this time.
The Washington Supreme Court ruled last year that the state constitution requires lawmakers to boost money for schools, but so far there's little agreement on how much is needed and how to pay for it. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.